Good afternoon and welcome to the preseason radio, RMU's preseason, pre-semester radio show. I'm your host, Ben Kelkis, sitting here with your co-host,
DeAndre Scott, and we're both freshmen at RMU, just got here a few days ago. Ben, why'd you choose RMU?
Well, I'll tell you what, I am from York, Pennsylvania. It's a solid 4 hours from here, and I really love the city of Pittsburgh, but, you know, I'm a nervous guy. I don't want to be right in the middle of it, so I found that it was so beneficial to be, you know, close enough to the city that I can go in, but, you know, not too close that it's completely overwhelming.
Right, where you, like, live,
you know,
there, yeah.
And also, you know, I'm really into the idea of public speaking, and I love writing, and I found that the Robert Morris Communications Program is a great place for me to hone those skills and to build and be successful as a student and as a person. There's really just a lot to do here.
Oh, yeah. We got some similarities. Me, I'm from Maryland, which is also about 4 hours away. Grew up in the suburbs of Montgomery County. I've always been one who loved public speaking, you know, speaking at churches and, you know, school events and, you know, things like that. But in high school, my attention was redirected from wanting to be a football player into, you know, wanting to do follow actually communications as like a career, because I was put in this one class. It was the morning show.
All right.
And from there, I spoke in front of the school and often had teachers coming up to me talking about you should do this as a career. And, you know, I was like, why not? You know, I like it. And from there, I just, you know, I did some research on, you know, what school would be good for me. I looked into Pitt. And, you know, also, I didn't want to be, you know, in the city because I feel like that's too overwhelming. There's too much going on there. So I looked for, you know, something around this area. And I talked to Robert Morris and came up here on a visit. And I truly did. I liked it. And, you know, here I am.
Yeah, there really is so much opportunity for us to succeed as both people and as students and just really grow as individuals and as people in this society who can be productive and help the whole world.
Right.
And there's also so much going on campus that's really just a lot of fun for the students. We have some great things going on, like we're looking at breaking the T-shirt world record, how many T-shirts lined up in a row. There's also the Rave White and Blue Rave being held on campus here. And so we talked with
to John Locke.
Yeah, with John Locke.
Yeah, and he told us a little bit about, you know, both of these events and, you know, gave us, you know, some intel. You guys should tune in.
First, I want to ask you a little bit about the rave that's coming up, Rave White and Blue. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Yeah, last year, the Brothers of Phi Sigma Kappa held their first rave on campus over at the Gus Kropp Gym at the John Jay Center. It's a great fundraiser for Special Olympics, and it was a successful event last year, so they brought it back this year. So it's going to have a patriotic feel to it.
All
and
right.
The Brothers of Phi Sigma Kappa put a lot of effort into it. They bring out some local DJs and lights and tech and all kind of cool stuff. And it's you know, it's one of those fun weekend events. We try to provide as many opportunities on weekends and evenings and weekends for students to have a chance to get engaged in something fun and make some new friends. So the rave will certainly be a highlighted event that weekend.
Great. So where's the rave taking place this year? Yeah,
so it's at the Gus Kropp Gym, which is at the John Jay Center, which is currently is a, it's a, like, it was our basketball arena years and years and years ago before the Soul Center opened. So it's a small little basketball dome over in John Jay Center.
All right. Who's DJing this event?
There are four DJs. The Brothers of Phi Sigma Kappa booked those four DJs. I personally can't speak to them because the brothers of the fraternity booked the event. So,
all right, great. So how all is the Greek life involved in the rave? Are they?
Yeah, well, that specific event is Phi Sigma Kappa. Mm-hmm. That's one of our fraternities on campus that are they're hosting the event, and the money is going to their philanthropy. But of course, all of Greek life on our campus, and you'll see this as you continue to grow. It's a very much a community environment where the fraternities support each other. So certainly brothers from other fraternities and sisters from all the sororities will be attending the event to support Phi Sig's mission and, of course, their philanthropy. So it'll be a big community day, but certainly Phi Sigma Kappa is the leaders of that group.
Great. And then can you tell us a little bit more about all the Greek life opportunities at Robert Morris?
Yeah, I mean, we have a wide variety of opportunities on our campus. We have six IFC fraternities. Mm-hmm. Four Panhellenic Council sororities, and we also have three organizations that are in the NPHC, which is the National Pan-Hellenic Council, traditionally African-American organizations. So all in all, our Greek life is it's a huge thing on campus. It's been growing for years, and the opportunities continue to grow for them. So, yeah.
All right, great.
And recruitment is something that's going to start soon, so keep continuing. So.
Alrighty, I'm going to talk to you about the Robert Morris trying to break the T-shirt record.
Oh, yeah, okay, very
okay,
good.
Okay, okay. What inspired RMU to break the T-shirt record?
Well, the idea of creating a Guinness record is a great community builder. And, you know, in the beginning of the school year, specifically when welcoming in first-year students like you guys, we thought, what can we do? When I say we, the class officers, I'm their advisor, came up with the idea that we wanted to do something historic, and setting a Guinness record was what we came up with. And we worked with Guinness to find the right record to break, and what do we do well on this T-shirt, on this campus, is give away free T-shirts. We give away a lot of T-shirts. People love T-shirts. So, and you as freshmen are going to get multiple free T-shirts throughout your time here on campus, okay. At athletic events and just everywhere. So this allows us to create community, create memories, but also help people, because the shirt chain, after it's created, will be packaged up and donated to the homeless.
Oh,
so this is an opportunity to both help the community, set a record, have some fun.
Okay.
It's the Robert Morris way.
So you're going to need a lot of people there at that event. So
yeah.
What has the school done to promote?
We've done some social media stuff. We've been on Instagram and on Facebook. We're going to continue to push that. We've got some posters, some door hangers, and a lot of word of mouth stuff. We have the community advisors, the FYSP mentors are all talking the event up as well. And since the first week of classes is when we're doing the T-shirt drive, we anticipate a lot of stuff happening that week to try to promote the event.
Okay. And what does breaking the record entail? Like, how many people do you need? How many T-shirts?
So we need, the current record is 1,208 T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
We feel very confident we're going to beat that record, but we don't want to just beat that record. We want to obliterate that record so that no other school can touch us.
Right.
Very confident in our ability to break it. The amount of time it takes for us to tie the shirts together, and the number of people that can assist can be endless. So we can, if we bring out 2,000 students that each bring one T-shirt and tie it together, then we can still set the record because it's the university's record. So we feel confident in that happening.
Okay.
And students who come and help us actually make the chain and then untie the chain and package the shirts up will get credit hours for the student engagement transcript. The student engagement transcript, as you know, is your co-curricular transcript that's tracks the things you've done on campus. So you can get some credit hours because since the shirts are going to go to the homeless, the community service,
mm-hmm.
it gives you some hours for that.
Alrighty. 2,000 people sounds like a lot. Where is this event taking place at?
The Nicholson Center front lawn. The Nicholson Center front lawn. We aren't expecting 2,000 people to show up for the T-shirt event.
Mm-hmm.
We are expecting 2,000 T-shirts.
Okay. And
we're hoping that have about 100 or so people willing to come out, help mm-hmm. tie shirts together, help put it away. We're going to get, there'll be a bunch of free pizza. We have a DJ, stuff like that.
Okay.
Awesome.
Here we are back. That was our interview with John Locke. I think it's pretty cool how we're going to break a record, but that rave scene is kind of cool too.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the rave and all the different Greek life opportunities we have on campus. It's really so much to do to get involved as a student. Between the rave, between the T-shirt record, there's really so much for us to do. It's really awesome. And so also I'd like to thank John Locke for sitting down and doing that interview with us. We got a lot of great information from him. It was really good to talk to him and get to know him a little bit. And also thanks to everybody else who helped us set up the interview.
John Locke's a great guy. Alrighty, that's all we got for this week. Come back to MediaCentury.com. I'm DeAndre Scott.
And I'm Ben Kelgus.